The discussion so far has hit on themes that were common to the debate in the Assembly last night, where Republican representatives passed this budget at about 3 o'clock this morning. River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling says the budget wipes out Wisconsin's deficit, something that never happened under the administration of former Governor Jim Doyle.
We fulfilled our election promise that we would attack spending, debt, and deficit and balance this budget not on the backs of taxpayers, but through shared sacrifices, and we did it.
Democrats are highlighting the choices Republicans made to get there, namely the cuts they made to education and health care. Middleton Democratic Senator John Erpenbach says it's not in touch with the rest of the state.
This budget is a war on the middle class. The middle class in the state of Wisconsin right now, Senator from the 8th and Mr. President, is on life support. And this budget is stepping on the oxygen tube.
Democrats have only started offering amendments to the plan, most if not all of which will likely be defeated. One change proposed by Janesville Democrat Tim Cullen would delete a GOP proposal to make people who lose their jobs wait a full week before they collect unemployment benefits. Cullen says benefits should start right away, as they do right now.
Because people have to buy their groceries in the first week they're unemployed, just like they do in the second week and the third week.
Today's debate got off to a raucous start as several protesters disrupted the Senate chamber, with two of them using bicycle locks to chain themselves to the Senate gallery. Police cut them out and they were arrested. If the budget passes the Senate without changes, it would head to Governor Scott Walker's desk for his review. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.